continuing words of comfort and also statements of Hashem's judgment that will happen to the other nations. Hachrishu Elayim. He's addressing distant nations, and he says, "Be silent for me, and listen, distant land of the sea, and let nations renew their strength. Let them approach and speak. Together let us approach for judgment, out of closeness rather than fear." Let's discuss reality. Who has awakened one from the east? Which our Chachamim translate, our sages translate, this refers to Avraham, who lived in the east of Israel, for whom justice is declared in his wake. Basically, he brings salvation with him. He will subdue nations before him and will subjugate kings. He will set his sword like dust, his bow like wind-blown straw. He will pursue the nations and kings, passing safely. He will not need to go on a path on his feet. He does not require the use of a side path. Who acted and accomplished this? Mi fa'al ver'asa. It is he who proclaimed for all generations from the beginning, Hashem. I, the Lord, am the first of all that exists. I am here with the last. I am he. Ani Hashem Rishon v'et achronim ani hu. Basically, I was there with Avram. I'll be there for all eternity. The lands of the sea, the distant nations, saw all these great events and feared. The ends of the earth trembled. The nations converged and came together, trying to defend themselves. Each would help his neighbor and would say to his brother, "Be strong." This is a famous verse that has received many contexts. Ish Yisra'eu Yazerul Achiv Yemar Chazak. All good. So this verse, each person encourages each other and says, "Be strong." But although this original context is about the nations, the enemies who are strengthening each other, this verse has also come to imply Jew to Jew, fellow to fellow, strengthening each other and saying, "Chazak, be strong." The carpenter would encourage the smith. The one who smooths utensils and straightens them with a hammer would encourage the one who strikes at the anvil, saying of the joint, "It is good." And he then strengthened it with nails so that it would not fall apart. Basically, they all work together, thinking they could defeat it. But the great Redeemer was able to win. There's some beautiful verses in this verse. Va'ata Yisrael Avdi Yaakov. And now Israel, my servant Jacob, who I have chosen. You don't have anything to fear. They are afraid. But you, descendants of Avram, who loved me, Zera Avram Oavi, who I have taken from myself from the ends of the earth and from the noblemen, I called you to leave the domain of these other nations. I said to you, "You are my servant. Bechartikha velo me'asticha. I have chosen you. I did not spurn you. I did not reject you during this long exile. Even if the whole world will shake, al tira ki imchani, do not be afraid because I am with you. Do not waver from your path as I am Hashem under conditions. I have made you firm. I have helped you indeed, even supported you with my righteous right hand. They, the people who try to fight with you, will be ashamed and humiliated. All the men who quarrel with you will be like nothing. They will absolutely perish. Ki ani Hashem Elokecha machzik yeminecha. You will seek them, the people who contend with you, but you will not find them. The people who make war on you will disappear and be like nothing in north. Ki ani Hashem, for I am Hashem, your God, supporting your right hand, who says to you, do not fear. Ani azaticha, I'll help you. Do not fear, worm of Yaakov, people of Israel. In other words, you might feel like a worm, or just like a worm that's able to go dig. You guys could also create a new reality. I am your help. Ani azartichanu Hashem, so says Hashem, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Even though you seem as a fragile worm, behold, I will turn you into a sharp new threshing board with teeth. You'll thresh mountains and pulverize them into pieces, make hills like chaff. You will winnow the enemies, and the wind will carry them away, and the storm will scatter them. And in contrast to the terror of your enemy, you will rejoice in Hashem. Ata togel b'Hashem, b'kdesh Yisrael tishalol. You'll be glorified in the Holy One of Israel. The poor and the indigent will seek water, and there is none. Their tongue had been forgotten from first. I, Hashem, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake these poor people. I will open rivers on the bare hills and springs in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pond of water, an arid land I will turn into a source of water. I will put cedar, acacia, myrtle, and pine trees in the wilderness. I will place juniper, ash, and boxwood together in the desert. These are all types of non-fruit-bearing trees, some used for construction or just in general vegetation. So I'll totally transform the area. Leman yiru v'yedu. This will be, Hashem will do this so that they will see, they will know, they will attend and understand that the hand of Hashem did this and the Holy One of Israel created it. Now the Yeshaya, the prophet, again goes to the other nations. Bring forth your quarrel for judgment before me, says Hashem. Present your demands, says the king of Yaakov. Let them, your gods and sorcerers, present and relate to us what will happen. And the first kings, let them tell us what they are. Relate, and we will attend and know their outcome, or inform them of future events. In other words, you think you have control of history? Yeah, come, present your cases. Relate that which is nothing in the future. And if you are capable to do so, we will know that you are gods. Indeed, do good or evil, and we will discuss and see together. It's a kind of a condescending, cynical response to them. Ultimately, behold you, with all your claims, you come from nothing. Hein atem mi'ayin, and your actions are for naught. Umfa'olchem me'ofa, abomination would choose you, or anyone who chooses you would be an abomination. I have roused the Redeemer from the north, and he came. From the rising sun I will invite he who will call in my name. He will come and trample upon the princes like one steps on clay, soft, ready to be smashed, and like a potter treads mud. Who of you related in advance that which has occurred or that will occur? Who knows the future so that we may know, and from beforehand that we will say he is right because he predicted the future? Indeed, there is no one who can do so. Indeed, there's no one who announces. Indeed, there's no one who hears your statements. You do not know anything about the future. Rishon Lezion. These words actually, even till today, it's used in very modern context. The Sfardi chief rabbi in Israel is called the Rishon Lezion. The first of Zion, behold, here he is. And to Yerushalayim I will provide a herald, someone who heralds the news, a prophet who will prophesy the future. Only the Jewish people have someone who knows the future, who has the first of Zion. I look at all the nations, there is no one to be a herald. And from these, from all these nations, there is no counselor that I may ask them and they will give some response. Hinkulam oven ephes. Behold, they are all like nothing. Their actions are naught. Their cast images are wind and emptiness. And he continues in chapter 42 about the future of the Mashiach, etc., as we will explore.